Rabbanan asked me that Rabbanan say no, Kahanim are not allowed to drink wine bezman is there. My time, what's the reason? Why do the Rabbanan hold that Kahanim cannot drink wine today? Because we're afraid Meheru Yivne Beis Hamikdash, maybe right away the Beis Hamikdash will be built. Ovidian Kohen a real Avoida, and maybe today will be your day to do the Avoida. And you have to be Roy, you have to be able to do the Avoida. For Lekka, if you drank wine, you can't do the Avoida. So therefore, bezman is say not allowed to drink wine. See, if so, the Gemara is the same thing. It should be a mitzvah to take Yekon once in 30 days. Maybe you'll be called to the Beis Hamikdash today. Gemara says, Parshat Hocha Efshel the Misapir V'Yayim. Even if the Beis Hamikdash will be built today and you have to go in today, so good, you'll take a haircut today. It doesn't take that long to take a haircut. Right before you go in, you'll take a haircut. But the Gemara, if so, Shesu Yayin Ami, why do we say it's also to drink wine according to Chomim? It should be mutter to drink wine. Wine also, Efshel the Gani Purti, you can take a little bit of a nap. V'Yayim, and go into the Beis Hamikdash. And could the Rami Baraba? The Yomer Rami Baraba, like Rami Baraba says, Derech meal, if somebody walks a meal, or else Vishina, he takes a little nap, Kolshu, Mafigin Esayayin, even if you drank wine, it takes away the effect of the wine. So even if you drank wine today, what are you afraid? Maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built today. And you'll have to go in to do the Avodah, and you're drunk, like you drank too much. All you'll have to do is just walk a little bit, or sleep a little bit. So Gemara says, Lav Meitmer Law, didn't we learn on this? That Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Abba Ahua, this was only said that a little sleep or a little walk helps. If you only drank the size of revius, like 3 or 4 ounces of wine, but if you drank more than that of wine, then just the opposite. The more and more, if you take a walk, the walk will be matrid, will be tarred you, and the shin, if you go to sleep, will just make you more shikum. So therefore, we're afraid that kind of they'll drink a little bit, they'll come to drink a lot, this man is there. Therefore, the Chum is saying, nothing doing, we don't let the Kanim drink wine today, because we're afraid maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built. And if they drink a Revius, they'll come to drink more than Revius, and then they'll be too shikur to do the Avodah, and they won't be able to come in today. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan Shita, they're not allowed to drink wine, this man is there. But in the Chumami, taking a haircut, that's not a problem, because any time they have to go in, right before they go in, they'll take a haircut, that doesn't take so long.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Again, the question was, but the Chum Shita that it says the Kohen is not allowed to drink wine with Manazir, how come he doesn't have the mitzvah to take a haircut also once in 30 days? So Ravashi Yom Ravashi says, Shishuya Yayin. There's a difference. If a Kohen that drank wine and goes in and does the Avodah, does brings the Kabonis, the Mechalalei Avodah, his Avodah is Posel, is Gosru V'Rabonin. Rabbanan made a gzera that even bezman is there, they can't drink wine. A gzera made, but the Beis Hamikdash will be built, and they'll be shikah, they do the avoida will be posel. Mashenken pruya rush, that if a kohen does the avoida without taking a haircut, the avoida is not posel if he does it. Therefore the Rabbanan didn't make such a big gzera with the saying that even bezman is there, they can't have to take haircuts. Because even if he doesn't have a haircut, and they build the Beis Hamikdash, and he has to go in to do the avoida, still the avoida would be kosher. Therefore, we don't make the gzeira. Mace, we have a kasher on this. Is the price that says, V'elu shehein b'misa. These are the things that the Kohanim do, the avichi of misa b'dei shemayim. Sheshu yayin, if a kohen drinks wine and goes in and does the avoida. Or pruya rosh, and if a kohen that didn't take haircut the last 30 days does the avoida, he's also chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So more so like this. Bishlem, sheshu yayin, bishlem, you understand if you drink wine, why you chayiv misa. Behedjik Sibu, the Pasuk says, Beferish, Yayin, Beshechar al Tesht. You're not allowed to drink wine, and right away it says, Zachiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Ela Peruya Rosh Minolon. How do we know if a Kayin that didn't take Eker within the last 30 days, if it does, he avoid his Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? So you see, the Pasuk says, Veroishim Layig Aleichu, a Pasuk in the Cheskel. They didn't take Eker, or Perma Layish Aleichu, and they did not, they didn't let the hair grow too long. Oksiv Basit says right away, V'yayin la yishto, they didn't drink wine, kol koyim b'voyim elachot sarafnimus, when they came into the Beis Hamikdash. So V'yishkas, in this pasuk in the Chetzin, is a hekish, learn out one from the other, pruya roish l'shu yayin. Learn out the halachas of a koyim going in without taking haircut, the same halachas from drinking wine. Mash l'shu yayin, the same way if a koyim drinks wine and goes into the Beis Hamikdash to do the avoidah, the misif chayiv misa, pruya roish, the same thing a koyim that didn't take a haircut within the last 30 days, the misa is also chayiv misa. That's beyond this brisa. So the Mara says, now we mino from here, we learn out, once you have the sekesh, imashashri yain, the same way for kain that drank wine. The mechal yavoidu, when he does the avoid, he's mechal yavoidu, is afterui rush, the same thing should happen to a kain that did not take a haircut the last 30 days. The mechal yavoidu, if he does the avoid without a haircut, he takis mechal yavoidu. So, some have the gear saloi, ki iskish the misa, the hekish zon lemisu, the iskis abla, achuli avoidu, la iskish no hekish, to mechal yavoidu. Because it says in the bottom, we shouldn't have this gear, so the Gemara Sanhedrin also remains with this for Akasha. That you don't have Rav Ashi's teretz. That there is a hekish of Peruya Rush, of not taking haircut to the same halacha of a kohen drinking wine. So, Omalei Ravino Rav Ashi, Homakme the Yes Rakashna, Homakme the Yossi Cheskel, before Yecheskel came and said this hekish, Man Omer, who said this halacha that a Peruya Rush is like Chayiv Misa? Omalei, he answers back to him, Lataim, according to what you're asking, in other words, how could Yecheskel come and be Mechadish Nu Halacha if you say it's called the Nevi'im on Mechadish Nu Halacha? Hold the Yom Rav Chiz, that's what Rav Chiz said. There's another halacha like this. That Dovazem Mitaris Meishel Olamadnu. From the Torah Shavikzav, our Torah, we don't know this halacha. Well, Medivre Kabbal Olamadnu. But from a Apostle in Yecheskel, we learn out this halacha. The what? That called the Nechor Orolev Yorobos Lo Yovel Mizdoshi. Let's just say me. That a Kayin, that's an Orolev, didn't have a Bris Mila done to him. Even though it was because the Rashi says his brother died, Machmas Mila, and therefore he has a right not to make a Bris Mila. But since Lamaisi doesn't, he has an oral. He does not have a Bris Mila, he can't do the Avoida. How do we know this? From a Pasuk in Yecheskel? That's the same question. From Mekame di Yossi Yecheskel, before Yecheskel came around, Man Omru, who said this halacha? Like, where does it say in the Torah Shabbat, such halacha? Elu, what do you have to answer? Gemara Gomerlei, but it's halacha l'mashe Mitzinai. True, it doesn't say in the Torah. It's halacha l'mashe Mitzinai. The Yossi Yecheskel, the Yassam Chakro, Yecheskel came and made a mass machta on a Pasuk. It's Achinam, the same thing here also. Gemara Gomerlo, we learn it out from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. The Yossi Yecheskel v'samchu akro. Yecheskel came and made a smichas on the kro to say what? That just like a shuya yayin is chayiv misa, who adin a kohen that does the avoida without a haircut, is also chayiv misa. Now the Gemara says, who adin the avoida would be possible also. Right. Now the Gemara says, kol akotze b'megilas tainis. We have this in the Mishnah. Any of the Tovim, the special days that it says in the special Megillah Tainus, that they wrote down and made a Megillah out of it. So the Mitzvah, you're not allowed to say a Hesped like you're not allowed to fast. And you can't even say a Hesped, is Lefon of Osa Liyakrav Muta. That's what our mission holds. It's only Osa a day before also, Mashenk, and the day afterwards is Muta to fast or to say a Hesped. So we'll soon see some hold not like this. Turn around, we'll look at the price like this. Ilin Yoimin, this is what it says in Megillah Tainus, that these days, you're not allowed to fast in these days. A Yom Tov happens, something special happens, you can't fast. And some of these days also has a chiyuv, it's a hesped, you can't say hesped on these days. So now, what are some of these days? May Rosh Yarcha de Nisan, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Yatimna day, until the 8th, until Chesped Nisan. Is he took him to Midah. That was a Yom Tov, that was a Chom and one over the Tzedukim. About a machloek is how you bring the korban atomid. But the tzedukim used to say anybody can bring a korban atomid, a private person. The chomer said no, it has to come from the rabbim. It has to be from the tzibur. And when they won over them, they made a yomtiv these 8 days. And the loy lemispet behind. You're not allowed to say hespet even during these 8 days. Now mitim nevei from the 8th day at soif muada until the end of yomtiv of Pesach. Isusiv chagad de shvuah. There's another yomtiv. When again the Chacham went over the Baisusim, exactly had a darshan when they brought the Korban Oimer, that they said it was always on the first Sunday after Pesach, and the Chacham said, no, that's the first Sunday, Mochos HaShabbos, doesn't mean Sunday, but it means the first day after Yom Tov of Pesach, days Pesach. So they won over them during these days, after they made it a Yom Tov, but Lemisper Boin, you can't say Hesper during these days. Now Omar Mar said before, Bereish Yarcha Denisin Atim Nebei took him to Midah. It's a Yom Tov in Megillah Tainus from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Chesboi. So the Nisbod, you can't say Hesped and you can't fast. For the Gemara Lomli Meresh Yarcha, why does it have to say Rosh Chodesh? To be one of the days of the Megillah Tainus, Leima Mitrei Benisan, it just should have said, from Beis Benisan. And I tell you, Rosh Chodesh Gufa Yom Tovu, V'yosar, Rosh Chodesh itself is also to fast and also to have a Hesped. Amarav, Sarav, Enta, the Nitzchel, Liesa, Yem Shlefonah. It wants to tell us the day before
that's also now, since even Rosh Chodesh, is a chelek of Megillah Tainus. For the Gemara, v'shalafon of Nam, you know, even the day before also should have been Osir. Typically, the heaven le'yayim shlefnei Rosh Chodesh, because it's the day of Erev Rosh Chodesh, and the day of Erev Rosh Chodesh should also be Osir. Samara says, no, Rosh Chodesh Yiraisa, Rosh Chodesh is also Midiraisa to fast. Or it's a Yom Tov Midiraisa, Rosh Chodesh is the day of your Diraisa. Well, Diraisa lo boy chizik, Midiraisa you don't have to have a chizik. Therefore, Midiraisa is only Yasa to fast, or to, so it has to, it's only Midirabonin, these Yisurim only Midirabonin. But I mean, since the day is a Yom Tov Midiraisa, therefore the Rabbonin said not to fast and not to say a hesped, it doesn't need a chizik, it's mutter the day before. The Tanya we learned by this. How yomim elu these days haksuvu megillas tainus. That's written in megillas tainus that the rabbonin were masakin for yomtiv is lefneim uliachreim asurim. But this is going to be a kashin al mishnah. Here it says the days before and the days afterwards are also asur. Shabbosas v'yomim tovim mashenkim was a yomtiv midirais like a shabbos and a yomtiv hein asurim. These days are asur, but lefneim uliachreim mutarim. The days before and the days afterwards takra mutar. Uma hefresh ben zel zeh. What's the difference? Ha'alolo divrei Torah, Shabbos and Yom Tov is a Yom Tov midiraisa, and the klal is with divrei Torah and tzrichas chizik. Something that's also midiraisa, we don't have to make a chizik. Everybody's going to listen to it. Ha'alolo divrei Seifrim, but these days that it says in Megillah Tainis, it's only Yom Tov midirabonin. The divrei Seifrim tzrichas chizik. That's the klal. Amol midirabonin needs a chizik, so they have to ask them even a day before and a day afterwards. Omamar, we learned before that mitimna. From the eighth day until after Pesach is a Yom Tov when they went over, went to make Chag HaShavuos, when the Korban Oim was brought. So in this word you can't say a Hesped. For the Gemara Lomuli at Tzayf Muad, what do you have to say to the end of Pesach for? Leimad HaMoyed, just say up until Pesach. O Moyed Gufa Yom Tovu, V'yosa. The Yom Tov itself of Ad Pesach is also the fast, not to say a Hesped. Amir HaPopas, HaPopas said, could Yom HaRav, like Rav gave a terrace before, of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, le Nitzchah, le Esther, yem